I will be,
Okay. That's what I wanted. Would you ever say shall instead of will?
No.
Okay. And if you are talking about your whole family and you say to someone else, the same thing, but you want them to know that you'd enjoy seeing them, you might say we.
Say that again. Start a little.
You're going to enjoy seeing someone if mm-hmm. they come over.
Mm-hmm.
You will say to them, we be.
We would be glad to have you come over.
Okay, or we in the future.
We will be glad to have you come over.
Okay. You would never say proud instead of glad.
No.
Okay. Okay, and if a woman, if a mother is telling a child that she'll spank him if he does something again, she might say, I'll
punish you.
Okay. And would you ever say, have you ever heard anybody say, like, instead of just say, I'll spank you, they might say, I'll go and spank you, or I'll take and spank you?
No.
Okay. And if a guy is spending a lot of time visiting the same girl,
mm-hmm.
what would you say he's doing?
Courting her?
Do you use that?
That's kind of old-fashioned.
Uh-huh.
He's,
Do your parents say that?
No, they don't.
Do your grandparents say it?
No, they don't.
But you know the word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I guess, mostly literary now.
Right. What would you say instead?
If he was just going to see her a lot?
Yeah, if they were going out.
If they were going out, I'd say they were dating.
Right. But if he was just going to see her, well, I guess that's what they used to do when they were
calling,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if they never went out with anybody else, would you say anything?
They were going steady.
Okay. And you'd say then he's her
sweetheart, boyfriend.
And she's his
girlfriend.
Okay. And if a boy came home and he had lipstick on his face, his little brother might say, you've been
kissing.
Okay, any funny?
Smooching.
Okay. And if a young man asked his girl to marry him and then she didn't want to, she did what?
She turned him down.
Okay, what if they were engaged and then she changed her mind?
They broke the engagement.
Okay. And how about if they were just going out and she stopped going out with him? What would you say she did?
She broke up with him.
Okay. And if he asked her and she said yes, they went ahead and they
got married.
Okay. And the man who stands up with the groom at the wedding?
Best man.
Okay. And the girl stands up with the bride?
The maid of honor.
Okay. Have you ever heard of people after a wedding going maybe to the couple's house and making a lot of noise, shooting guns, banging tin pans, or maybe playing a practical joke on the groom or the bride or both?
No.
Okay. Did you ever hear of anything called a shivery or a serenade?
No.
Or a belling?
No.
Okay. They used to do this. I don't know how much they do it anymore, but I had this one person said they threw the groom in the pond. That's just not too nice.
No.
Okay, if you were talking about you were in some town north of here, would you say anything indicating the direction? Like,
yes, I would. I would say I was up in so-and-so town.
And if it was south?
And if it was south, I would say down.
How about east and west?
Probably I would just say I was over in such and such.
So those things always mean direction to you?
They do.
Great. Okay, and if somebody lives at a house that's maybe a few houses away,
mm-hmm.
you'd say he lives what? The Browns?